You're listening to Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. Kate Lochte joins me in the studio with Betsy Whitfield, Publicity Chair for Murray's Relay for Life.
Hello, and thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for your patience.
You're welcome.
We've got a lot to cover because Murray Relay for Life has undergone a sort of a sea change, and you've been involved in Relay in this community for years and years and years, and all of this is pretty much brand new. So lead off, what is the most important thing to you about what's happening with Murray Relay for Life?
The most important thing this year is that the location has changed. This year we're having it at the Expo Center on College Farm Road, and the date has also changed. It's right around the corner, April 18th and 19th. Murray's weather is unpredictable in the spring, and we kept having trouble with being rained out, stormed out, having to endure some pretty grueling conditions outside, which we certainly don't want anything to happen to anybody that comes out to participate or our survivors. So we listened to what people were saying, and we have moved it inside, and that was the facility that was available, and unfortunately we weren't able to keep it on that first weekend in May, which we usually have it. We have moved it up to April 18th. So it's a big learning curve for the committee and for the teams and people involved in the community, but I think it's going to be a good change, and we will make it work and make the most of it.
We were remembering about events that we associate with the Expo Center, and for me it's the live nativity around Christmas time.
Yeah.
But rodeo and truck pulls are there, yeah. and you're going to make it work for Relay for Life.
We absolutely are. I've been there for the live nativity scene at Christmas as well.
Betsy was an angel.
I was an angel. Maybe the only time in my life I'm an angel. And the walking will occur at the outer perimeter of the dirt floor unless the weather is nice, and then we can always walk outside. The activities will be centered inside, and as far as the campsites or booths that will be set up, that will be along the perimeter of either the dirt floor, or there is that walking hallway that goes around outside of that seated chair section. Mm-hmm. And I've not been involved with the logistics of it and the planning. That's another subcommittee, but they are working diligently in meeting and brainstorming and making everything come together. We will still have electricity available to those campsites or those areas, those team booths that need electricity, and teams will also be able to cook. We're going to be having that out in that the back area, in that parking lot area behind the Expo.
Now you have all sorts of sort of stepping stones to get to Relay, mm-hmm. So you have a bunch of events planned beforehand. You want to march up to that?
Yes. Our next team captains meeting is set for April the 5th, and it's at, I'm sorry, not April the 5th, April the 14th. Back up. Never mind. April the 7th. April the 7th is the next team captains meeting, and that is at 6 p.m. at the Weeks Center. And even if you're not a team captain, if you're just interested in participating in Relay, or if you're part of a team and your team captain can't make it, we really need for everybody, every team, to have representation there. That's where we're going to be assigning the campsites and passing out some of the logistical information that has been put together. So that's April the 7th at 6 p.m. at the Weeks Center. And then right before that is the Survivor Dinner, and that's April the 5th at 5 p.m. at Glendale Road Church of Christ. And that's a time when we honor and do something special for our survivors. I think Tiffany has gotten in contact with most all of the survivors. But if you are a survivor or know of a survivor, and they are not aware of this Survivor's Dinner, please have them contact Tiffany Clayton, and her phone number is 270-227-0028, and she can get them added to the list. There's no charge for this. This is something that we do for our survivors to recognize them and honor them, and that's April the 5th at 5 p.m., And then we have bank night, which is the time where we get the last bit of information disseminated to our teams before relay. And it's also the time when we ask most of the teams to turn in most of their money that they've collected at that time, if not go on and turn in all of it. That way we're not handling so much cash and money and checks the night of relay. And that is April the 14th, and that's at the CFSB Bank on 641 North. The times vary there, but it usually spans from about 4 p.m. until 7 p.m.
You're anticipating 30-some-odd teams this year?
I would love to see it get back up, you know, to around 40 or 45 teams. But as of right now, we have roughly 30 teams registered. And I'm not certain on the number of survivors that have been contacted, but I want to say that Tiffany has been in contact with probably 300 to 400 survivors in the community. And we also honor the survivors the night of relay with the survivors' lap and presenting them with their medals, calling their names out. And that first lap is for the survivors because that's why we're all out there.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And, you know, it probably is the doggone weather that has sort of led to a little of attrition in this event. I remember I don't know what year it was, with the just horrible thunderstorm hit you all.
Yeah.
And you could see people running for cover.
Yeah, we did. We had to go below the deck, so to speak, in the stadium, and tornado warnings. And I mean, it was
just a bad
storm.
Evening,
and it was in the middle of the night. So, but you know, we've tried it outside for a number of years. All but one in the past have been outside, and that one year we had it inside somewhere else. And that was when the turf was being redone there on the football field. But it's, you know, I would like to say we can always have it outside, but it's so unpredictable. And so I think the Expo Center will work. I think it will work.
It's got good parking. It's real accessible. And why don't you brief us all on the purpose? What happens with the money?
This is one of the main fundraising efforts of the American Cancer Society. Different communities have relays, and I believe this will be Murray and Callaway's 17th or 18th relay. I should know that number off the top of my head, but it's been going for quite some time, and there are goals set. I think our goal this year is around $135,000 to $140,000 dollars to raise for Murray and Callaway County. And the thing with American Cancer Society, so many of those dollars end up affecting people in our community. A lot of people don't always see it, but the various ways that people can be can receive benefit from these funds raised. The American Cancer Society puts in millions of dollars every year into cancer research and helping to come up with new medicines and treatment options for cancer. And there have been a lot of strides in the last several years with finding out the genetic link with some different cancers and approaching the treatment in a different way, which have made some cancers survivable now that used to, you know, were not at all. It was very, very short-lived after the diagnosis. And some of the other services that the American Cancer Society provides are free wigs to people that need wigs. And there's a program called Look Good, Feel Great. And that is to help women cope with still looking beautiful and feeling beautiful even while they're going through their treatment. You know, their hair may fall out, their eyelashes, their eyebrows, and it's hard to put mascara on eyelashes that aren't there. So it is showing them and teaching them ways to take care of their skin and take care of their body as they're going through their treatments and still allowing them to feel like the beautiful woman that they are. There are transportation grants that help people get to and from their treatments or to and from their doctor's appointments. Part of that is people that actually drive them. We have a list of people in the area that if you need to be driven to your doctor's appointment, we can arrange that so that there is someone there that is a safe driver that's going to drive you to your appointment or to your treatment. There's also information that's disseminated in amongst the community and people that have been diagnosed with cancer, and support groups that offer, you know, support. That's some of the biggest areas where the American Cancer Society.
Does a person find out about all of this help available when a diagnosis occurs? Is there a counseling moment as in an oncologist group where people get this information?
There may be now. I know that when my father was diagnosed with cancer, it was the doctor's office and the hospital visits were more about the treatment. I'm sure if a patient or family member asks, then they can be directed to a place for counseling or for services. But I don't know that that's part of the typical dialogue that happens. And, of course, that may vary from office to office. Uh-huh. And then I actually worked in an oncology office for about 4 years. This was in the late 90s. But the American Cancer Society is certainly there to step in to that part of the treatment plan, because you have your medicines and you have your radiation, which is a different type of medicine, but then there's the whole other part of the psyche and the psychological effects with a person when they get a diagnosis like that. So they can go to www.cancer.org. Is one of the websites to start. And the local American Cancer Society office is in Paducah, Kentucky. And that is in the phone book. I will see if I can look up their number quickly while we are on the air. But those are, I wish it wasn't automatic that information got to a person when they got the diagnosis. But I don't think that happens in that healthcare setting, which is why we try to talk about it. And there is a booth at All Relays that is just for sharing that information. What number do I call? Where is my local office? What do I do when I need help getting to a doctor's appointment? And that booth will be at Relay for Life for people to pick up information.
Excellent. We're talking with Betsy Whitfield, who's publicity chair for the April 18th and 19th Relay for Life at the Expo Center in Murray. Are there any details that we need to add, Betsy, before we go away?
As far as logistics for the actual night of, I would still come prepared like you would if it were happening outside. And bring your comfy chairs, bring your blanket. It still might be cool in there. But we hope everybody comes out. An organization, an event that's very near and dear to my heart. We hope you'll come out, and we'll see you on April the 18th at the Expo Center this year.
Thank you, Betsy, for being here today.
Thank you for having me.